Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we're going to talk about the HTML5 canvas element. The canvas element allows developers to create bitmap images using JavaScript inside the browser. The canvas element is just that, a white, empty canvas that you'll apply your artistic skill to. All the real work has to be done in JavaScript, which makes this a little bit of an advanced topic, but still the canvas itself, the element, is technically part of the HTML5 specification, and we wanted you to at least know what it is and see a quick example of what you can do with it. So I've already created a relatively simple example just for demonstration purposes. Make sure you download the code that's associated with this video. Inside of that zip file, you'll see a Lesson 19 folder. Inside of that folder, there will be a single lesson19.html file. Let's go ahead and just double click it and open it up in a web browser. You can see that it says, should we allow the block content? Of course. And what we have is a simple 500 by 100 rectangle, blue rectangle. On top of that rectangle, we have a yellow circle. On top of that yellow circle, we have some text, HTML5 canvas rocks. And you'll note that there's a little drop shadow right underneath the red font. Okay, so let's see how we created this in Notepad. I'm going to right-click lesson19.html and open it in Notepad. Use any technique that you're comfortable with. And you can see that I have quite a bit of code here, but most of it is JavaScript. And even most of that are just code comments that I added for clarifying what each line of code is doing. This all starts with the actual canvas tag itself, the canvas element. I set the ID to my canvas so that I can reference it programmatically from the JavaScript. And then I set the width and the height using these attributes. Also, you'll notice between the opening and closing canvas tag, I add a canvas not supported in your browser. This will only be displayed if somebody comes to this page and looks at it with an older version of a web browser that does not yet support HTML5 or the canvas element. Okay? So let's go ahead and scroll up to the top or to the body. You can see that I've added an attribute called onLoad, which will execute a JavaScript function that I created called onLoad with a capital L, just for clarity's sake. And the purpose of this onLoad function is to actually do the drawing on the canvas. And we define that here in the very top in the head section, where we have a script type equals text JavaScript and a close script tag, and in between that I've created a single function in JavaScript called onLoad. If you don't know what a function is in JavaScript, not to worry, don't worry about this. There are actually probably better ways to do this. I just wanted to keep it as simple as possible for now. Again, I'd refer you to the JavaScript fundamental series, also on channel 9. Alright, but I want to show you the basic thought process of working with the canvas in JavaScript. The first order of business is to programmatically access the canvas element, and I do that with a document.getByElementID, and using the ID of the canvas itself, like I've defined right here. Okay, so now that I have a programmatic reference to that canvas, I can begin to work on that and apply code to that element. And so the first thing I want to do is to essentially pick up a two-dimensional pen and start drawing on that canvas. And that's what I do here in this next line of code. I call the canvas's getContext method and say I want a 2D drawing tool. All right, once I have the drawing tool, now I can say make the drawing tool blue, and I want to fill a rectangle with the blue color starting at the upper left-hand corner, so 0, 0, and going to 500 wide, 100 tall. And so you can see I've also copied and pasted the description of each of these methods from the standards document. Next up, after I've filled a rectangle, I'm going to reset and begin filling, creating that yellow ellipse or circle. And the way that I'm going to do this is set the context fill style to yellow, so I'm resetting the color from blue to yellow, and I'm going to begin a path, and then you'll see at the very end here I close the path. In between those two statements, I'm going to create a circle by calling this arc method. And you can see I've added the text from the specification, however it's kind of convoluted. Essentially we want to start in the middle, so we made the entire width of our rectangle 500, therefore the middle is 250, and we've also made it the rectangle's height 100, so the middle of that would be 50. So that's our starting point. And then we want to draw an arc. So we use the math object in JavaScript. It has a pi function, and we want to make the arc pi squared. So if you remember from geometry class, that'll give us a circle. And we just use this true as an attribute that says draw it starting, you know, from a clockwise position to draw it all the way. So that's, we've defined our path, and now we're going to call the fill to actually apply that path and fill it with the color yellow. And so that'll give us our circle. A lot of code, maybe not so so obvious. It's not as easy as just calling, you know, just create a circle for me in the middle. Okay, you have to put a little thought into creating some arcs and some things of that nature, but ultimately the fill will execute it and apply it to the canvas. Next up, we want to create a variable that holds our message. So this is the message HTML5 canvas rocks, and I've just put it in a variable called text, and I'm resetting the fill style. It was blue, then it was yellow, and now it's going to be red. And then I'm going to set some styling of our text by setting the stroke style to black and the font size to 36 pixel Verdana. So this will give me the black kind of outline or drop shadow, I guess you could say. So the first thing that we're going to do is stroke the text using the message, and then also the X and Y position. And then we're going to call the fill text, which will fill the style with red. Okay? And so that's essentially all the steps that are required to create those three shapes, the rectangle, the circle, and the text on our canvas element. All right, so like I said, this was a relatively simple canvas example. It's not all that impressive, but it did show you how it works at a basic level and gives you an overview of the basic steps to create these shapes. So again, if you take a look at this page, I reference two different things that you can refer to for more information. There's, first of all, the developer's documentation. So you can definitely take a look at all of the information there. But even that is a subset and kind of a, it doesn't flow like a tutorial. One of the best tutorials that I've found is this 5-part tutorial by Andrew Duthie. He's a Microsoft evangelist, and you definitely want to spend some time after you've studied the JavaScript series to come back and then look at this HTML5 canvas introduction. Again, it's 5 parts, and he draws a Pac-Man and makes it animate on screen. It's kind of cool. Okay, so that's all I have to say about the canvas for now. Let's continue on. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you. Thank you.